Hi all, my name is Tulkki Keskitalo and I work as a principal lecturer at the Lapland University of Outdoor Sciences in Rovaniemi. Together with Professor Ruokama, we have wrote a paper titled Exploring Healthcare Simulation Facilitators' Conceptions of Teaching and Learning. In this study, we aim to investigate healthcare simulation facilitators' conceptions of teaching and learning. The purpose of this study was to provide insights regarding the healthcare simulation facilitators' different ways of understanding teaching and learning within the simulation-based learning environment in order to help them to better understand their educational practices and to develop them. The specific research question of this study was, how do healthcare simulation facilitators understand teaching and learning? We think this is an important topic because previous studies have noted that the conceptions have an influence on the approaches and strategies used in teaching and learning, and ultimately on the learning outcomes. In this study, conceptions of teaching and learning are understood as the underlying meanings that teaching and learning hold for the healthcare simulation facilitators. Conceptions are comparable to frames or beliefs through which people observe, interpret, and create the meanings of the phenomena. In this study, we also use the concepts facilitator instead of teacher, because during the simulation-based healthcare education, the facilitator's role is to be more like a guide or a tutor, supporting participants' learning. Simulation-based learning environments instead refer to real-life contexts in which healthcare students and professionals learn new skills and knowledge or maintain their competence. The study was conducted using a phenomenographic methodology to identify the variations in conceptions. Altogether, our study included 37 healthcare simulation facilitators from US and Finland during the years 2009 and 2016. The study included 5 data collection periods that can be viewed also as case studies. We used both thematic and semi-structured individual and paired interviews. During the studies, I was responsible for overall study design, facilitators' interviews in studies 1 and 2, as well as the data analysis, while second author conducted the facilitators' interviews in studies 3, 4, and 5. However, the final categories were negotiated and agreed together. This iterative phenomenographic data analysis process revealed 4 categories of conceptions of learning. Those are learning as acquiring and reproducing knowledge and skills, learning as applying and advancing knowledge and skills, learning as transformation of individual thinking and behavior, and learning as co-constructing knowledge and skills. 3 categories of conceptions of teaching were also identified. Teaching as transmission of knowledge, teaching as development of students' professional skills, and teaching as facilitation of learning. Based on the results of this study, we argue that changing teaching conditions may also affect the underlying conceptions of teaching and learning, as well as those approaches to teaching and ultimately on the learning outcomes. We propose that the result of this study should be used to develop the healthcare educators' pedagogical training. However, we also acknowledge that the conceptions and approach to teaching and learning are not necessarily aligned. Therefore, in future studies, our aim will be to continue the research by investigating how these self-perceived conceptions are related to approaches to teaching and learning within the actual educational practices. Thank you.